Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat for the 13th of January, 2021. Today, we wrap it up. The winner of the Mandalorian Season 2 Prediction Contest. Who will win? The cherished Darksaber of Prediction. Hey to everyone in the live chat. We've got Michael Nip-Ledra, Kieran Dodgerall. Kieran, buddy, a lot of... A lot of controversy over Kirill. Coates McGoats. I've got to find, because Kieran, his prediction was that Ahsoka would talk about Master Yoda to Din. And I forgot that the, I don't know. I think I was just so excited when she was talking. Like when the Ahsoka, I never knew she actually name checked Yoda. I thought she just referenced him and the music came on. But there you go. So he had mentioned he'd watched yesterday's video and said, I enjoyed the 5 minutes of controversy over for it. And Blarp says, I actually made it on time for once. Same. I'm feeling very on time today as well. So, the final three predictions were Baby Yoda will vomit in The Mandalorian Season 2, which I think is not as impactful as one of the other ones, but it is such a good, obscure prediction. That's what we like. That's what we like. And, there it was. We got it. Ahsoka, as Kieran predicted, would talk about Yoda. And, Dan Michael Brady was the one that predicted Baby Yoda would vomit in Season 2. Kieran predicted that Ahsoka will tell Din about Yoda. And our other finalist, Dan Z from Coffee with Kenobi, that a de-aged Mark Hamill would appear as Luke Skywalker in a cameo of sorts. Overnight, we had a Twitter poll coming in third with 12.8 of the vote. Congratulations to Kieran with Ahsoka would talk about Yoda. Coming in second, surprisingly high, which I respect because it is a very good prediction. 40.3%. You got to think, in any other prediction contest, they would have won. But Dan Michael Brady in second with Baby Yoda will vomit in The Mandalorian Season 2. And then our winner with 46.9% of the vote is Coffee with Kenobi's Dan Z with a de-aged Mark Hamill would appear. Congratulations to Zan. And as a special treat, I recorded a little chat with Dan today about his victory about an hour ago that we will now cross to. It's going to be good fun. Take it away, me in the past. I'm now scared I didn't have it set for audio to play as well, so I'll redo it. So, finicky bang. Here we go. All right. We are here. This is a live cross. Very exciting. We're going back in time. I'm going to have to wear the same T-shirt on the show to keep continuity. I actually thought about making it like pretending you were actually here, like it was live, but then like shaving my head or something. So it was obviously not live. But instead of ruining how my giant head looks for a stupid 5-minute joke, I've gone full head and I'll just wear the same T-shirt. But welcome.
You look lovely, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Is there anything that you can get wrong? Prediction winner.
Hey, man, I am fired up. And I swear to you, when that aired for the first time, I looked at my son and I said, I predicted this. I was talking to Steele and I predicted this. I was like, I couldn't believe that. It was just unbelievable. Crazy.
I love it. I love it because so many people with, you know, when he was going, like, doing his thing, igniting the green. So many people, I thought of you when that happened. And, and my reply is always like, I was thinking about me as well. But I'm very flattered that during this momentous occasion, you're like, I'm winning this sweet prediction contest.
That's
it
right.
It is on. Now, it did get pretty close towards the end. It did get pretty close, down to 7%. The second prediction, which I think, like, they're two different, completely different beasts of prediction. Like, you have predicted this major thing, and then we also get Baby Yoda vomits. Like, what? I love the obscureness of it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
But, like, I think that's a really good prediction, and it came true. But just, you can't deny the momentous. And the thing that you put, did you video it or did you email it?
I emailed it to you.
Emailed it to me. Yeah. All right. Wait there. This is the thing about Dan's prediction. I'll go into my prediction folder, which I do have to say, I've got like a, you know how you do the automated, you know, if there's a keyword or something, it goes into a certain box. So your email is actually, an email from you is the last email in the prediction box.
It's the last name, I bet. Zare.
No. It's because you're the last person that emailed the prediction address.
Really?
And it reads, ahem, dude, did I win a prize or what?
I was thinking of the no prize, the Stanley no prize.
Nah, buddy. We hand over to you the Hasbro Darksaber of prediction, which has been switched off. I was very nervous then that I was delivering a broken prize, but I will put that in a poster tube, buddy, and it will be yours to hold. I will say, though, like, I know you're a big Star Wars fan, and you like to live by the ideals of the Star Wars universe. My 2-year-old son has discovered this and is running around lighting it up. And he actually knows the word lightsaber, which I was just like, wow, that's incredible.
Good parenting.
So, speaking of good parenting, I feel like to stay within the canon of the Star Wars universe, you should come around and fight my son to the death so you can take it properly, the way the Mandalorians, in a way that Bo-Katan could respect. Come around and make my son cry is what I'm saying.
Completely reasonable. That's the same level of pathos as Luke showing up and Baby Yoda vomiting. It's very similar.
Now,
you know what? In all honesty, seriously, I have that. I would love to bequeath it to your son. It would be my delight. On behalf of me and Coffee with Kenobi, that would be wonderful. It will save you on postage too. This is the way, Steel.
Dan, you've hit me in that spot. Mm-hmm. That is very kind. I'm moved.
I mean it.
He will appreciate that. And I'll print out a picture of your head and then he can fend you off.
That's the nicest thing anyone has ever done for me.
I am, however, still going to spend some money on postage because downstairs I do have an Ignite the Green t-shirt, which there wasn't a t-shirt involved in this price, but I feel like if you make a prediction that corresponds with one of my t-shirts, you should get the t-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. And so do my attorneys. So, yeah.
So I will, I'll give you a bang up one. Some of these stickers, and I'll shoot you a size large Ignite the Green t-shirt. Now, I do have to, I know you're on borrowed time here, but this is the thing. Like Yoda spew, like that's an amazing obscure prediction.
Yes.
But not only did you predict this, you talked about the implications it would have on worldwide pop culture. Mm-hmm. This is the email. Hey man, here's my prediction. Mark Hamill makes an appearance and is de-aged courtesy of the wizardry of ILM. I like that you're like almost writing a press release.
Yeah.
As you do this, to help Din Djarin, I never say that word properly, and the child find their way. Just a brief cameo, but worthy of a lifetime of buzz.
Yeah.
Looking forward to your thoughts, Dan. Now, I've got to be straight up with you. My thoughts are, or were, oh, that'd be great, but as if.
Something like that would be, I think you'd be floored or something like that. So when you asked me about this, I thought, what would be the coolest, most improbable thing I could possibly imagine? Because I'm not a big speculation person. So then I just recently watched Ant-Man. I thought about Michael Douglas and the amazing work they did de-aging him. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if Mark Hamill showed up as Luke? Plus, I know you're a massive Luke Skywalker guy anyway. And I thought, let's try it. What the heck? I mean, what's the worst that could happen? I may win a Darksaber and a really sweet t-shirt and get to talk to you. So,
all right, quickly. I think that's the
order. That's
the Yoda spew part of the of the rumor. I can't believe you passed up Yoda spewing for that. Well, maybe Yoda spewing.
Yeah, well, priority.
But how did it hit? It had such a visceral, physical effect on me that I was kind of like, I was like crying but then laughing because I thought it was so funny how into it I was, and like my body felt weird. Do you know what I mean?
No, I know.
Like, how was it for you? Did you watch it at night, or oh, you're on the East Coast? Oh no, you're central. So man. And you're also watching it with your son, so yes. Maybe it was a daytime viewing.
It was like 5:30 in the morning because I, you know, because of the show and everything I do online, I didn't want it to be ruined for me. So he and I would wake up. We called it Mando mornings. We wake up really early on Fridays and we watched it. And when the X-Wing showed up, you sort of held your pulse and you thought, oh my God, please let that be what I want it to be. But you don't want to actually go that direction because you don't want to be disappointed. And then slowly, the very slow, clever reveal where they give you just enough to think that it's possible. And then when it's finally said and done, I clapped. I put my hands in. I said, Luke Skywalker. And I was screaming. And my 7-year-old looked at me like excited. And he probably thought I was a little crazy. And I couldn't believe it was actually Luke showing up. I mean, honestly, when Grogu was summoning a Jedi, who else could it be but Luke Skywalker? He's the most important Jedi in the galaxy in this time period. So it had to be him. And the fact that they went there and they used Mark Hamill for it and they execute the way they did. I mean, I got adrenaline talking to you about it right now. And I loved your reaction to it. It was very moving to me because, again, we know how much this stuff means to us, and it could not have been wrapped up better.
Yeah, I feel like when people watch the reaction, like people I know, like you, they see a silver lining to all this social distancing because they're like, I don't want to be around this dude anymore. He seems unhinged. He could snap at any moment, Dan.
Now, I feel like that's great because there's like a legitimate emotional vulnerability there. And that is you. That is who you are. And you put it out there for us. And I appreciate that.
Oh, cheers, dude.
Yeah.
I hope you win a prediction contest every week now. I'm going off this like I'm up a lightsaber and I'm feeling good.
Yeah, brother.
It was just the thing about the X-Wing coming through, it was like it could only mean Luke Skywalker, but that's impossible. Like it was this, like, the cool thing is, I've got the video of it, so I remember exactly what I said. And it was just like, what? Because the X-Wing could only mean Luke Skywalker. But that's like, as Luke Skywalker once said, that's impossible.
Right. And then nothing else would pay off for that. Otherwise, you know, like, oh boy, one X-Wing. It's Luke's. Yeah. It's
brilliant. And the cockpit opens up and he takes off his helmet and he puts on his cowboy hat and it's Filoni.
Yep. That's right. Riding R2-D2 on a saddle.
All right, man. I congratulations.
Thank you.
I think you can trust me when I'm saying I'm very glad that your prediction won.
Yeah. No, of course, because that would be the ultimate thing. I mean, there is nothing else in Star Wars, I think, that could come close to that, honestly.
It's a marriage
of everything we like about Star Wars. The Mandalorian, which is obviously great and new, and then the classic trilogy and Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill. I mean, and seeing him kick butt like we wanted to see him do, it's great.
The cool thing that I really like about how, like, that whole end scene and the emotions around it is it fused my childhood fandom with my adult fandom. Because I'm not sure how it is for you, but because Harry's so, you know, when The Mandalorian first started, I think he was like 10 months old or he was very young. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he's like a perfect substitute for Grogu. Do you know what I mean? And the whole line at the end of season one that Grief says, he might just look after you. Like, I was just like, you know, like sometimes you just get struck by these things that are just like, oh, my dad. And it's my, like, that's my, you know, my job. And
it's about the only Star Wars where it's a healthy portrayal of father and son. And because we both have young children, young boys, we get that.
Yeah. And it's sort of like, it's real touchstone to me. And to have that whole Luke thing, like it was sort of so weird because the more I think about it, because, you know, it's my childhood, it's given me everything I want and this is the best. But then it's followed up, like, you know, pretty much in the same scene with Din taking off the helmet and getting the touch, and then that's kicking up against my, like, adult fandom and the things I relate to as an adult Star Wars fan. So it was just like, I was like, I felt like I went to the fan service station and said, fill her up, fill her up again. There was petrol just gushing out of my fan service car, but it was, What a time, Dan.
I love it.
What
well, hey, time. I mean, I very well said. I hope that someday you come out of your shell and start a show because I think you're on to something.
Hopefully I'll come out of my shell one day. I appreciate
have faith in you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And I yes, I appreciate the comedy of that comment especially. I'm impressed with that line as I am with your beard, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is a good winter's growth.
Indeed. Indeed. It's the teacher look.
Yeah, you've got that sort of dashing teacher, like it's almost the like the dictionary definition of like just a handsome teacher going about his business.
I'll take it. I'm going to put you in the front row.
Thank you. Yeah. I was never a front row person. I'm not sure if that's surprising to you or not, but that's how we roll. But before you go, sweet plug. I've got to contact the publisher to get all the info for that, and I'm getting back into the interviews this year. So there's a prediction that I hope comes true. Interviewing episodes coming back. Let the good people know about the book and the very beloved long running Coffee with Kenobi.
Well, thank you, sir. It's awesome to chat with you as always. You can find the Star Wars book I wrote alongside Pablo Hidalgo and Cole Horton. All of our Anywhere books are sold. It's basically a series of curated essays that breaks down Star Wars, the Force, the characters. It explains how a lot of things work. It's very, very cool. I would like it even if I wasn't a part of it. You can certainly find me on Coffee with Kenobi each and every week, wherever podcasts are. You can find me live every Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on our Facebook page. And I think that pretty much does it. You can also find my writing occasionally on StarWars.com and IGN.
Excellent. Dan, I had a great time catching up with you.
Yeah,
I do have to say I am moved by your I don't even know, bequeath. I don't know. Yeah, bequeathment. I'm talking towards a teacher, so I'm getting all nervous.
That's all right.
I just stuck my chewing gum underneath my desk before I called you up, actually. So we're in the clear.
Yes, don't put it by the boogers.
Yeah. I'm not going to eat it again. Oh, I'm not. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Good advice. You've got all the lessons. Thanks so much, man. And thanks for entering the contest and being a part of the fun. And for next year, we're actually going to do a prediction just for the whole year, a prediction contest for Star Wars News. So we will be calling upon you for that. Really? And we will, as they say, in that Star Wars film that we've seen, we will watch your career with great interest.
I love it. Hey, pleasure, my friend. Always good to chat with you. Keep up the great work.
Cheers, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. My mic was off then. So that, damn it. I was going to go one day without a technical incident. Damn it. 0 days without a technical. Ah, damn it. But I get to keep it. Harry gets to keep it. He was using it this morning. So I was considering I was going to have to buy another one. So I'm good. I am good. And it stays in the family. Thank you, Leidra, who told me I was muted. It was weird. I was just watching that with all you guys. So that was, I know how you guys feel now watching this. I really do. I don't really. But thank you, Kevin, says two great Star Wars fans collaborating together. Yay. James says still is the Star Wars positivity magnet. I'm a magnet for a lot of things, I got to tell you. But that was a lot of fun, and it was really cool to catch up with Dan. And Leisha says, I'm glad he was able to keep – I in my head, I was like, I'll just Amazon one to Dan and he can have it in the packet and stuff. And because Harry was using it like this morning. So I was just like, if he calls out that that's missing, there could be hell to pay. You know what I'm saying? Thanks, Leidra. So much fun. Got to give a shout out, actually, to Sean Hoffman, who edited all those prediction videos. So then I could actually wade through them all and work out their work. So thanks so much, Sean. I really appreciate that. Tomorrow.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We might have a live report from Corey as he hunts for a new apartment. Is that good sizzle for Corey Thursdays? But we'll be back and had a few days off covering news, and there hasn't been a lot of stuff, but we'll get back to that tomorrow. Friday, for patrons, we will have – actually, no, it's for everyone, but only patrons. I'm going to put up the post. They can ask questions, so check out Steel Wars, patreon.com/Steel Wars, and the patron Q&A, and I'll record that tomorrow, and that can be your Friday content. Also coming down the track, just recorded today, a new Star Wars Year Boy podcast. That will be up this week for patrons only in both audio and YouTube forms, exclusive YouTube. And we just had a ball. We are covering the Star Wars history of mid-1983 on this episode, the release of Return of the Jedi, the best. And there's some great info on there. Great. We go off on the tangents on that show. Amazing. Also on Patreon, we've got a new Page Wars, a non-spoiler review of Light of the Jedi with so many twists and turns that Tom's non-spoiler review was so good that we had to stop the podcast, even though it had already gone for an hour, before we got to the spoiler section. And now I'm listening and I'm just, it is very good. I just got up to, I've done the first third. The book's split into three segments. I've done the first third and I don't know how it's going to go. This Niles is getting involved. They don't sound that cool, to be honest. But the first third was just marvelous. Jedi being Jedi at full strength. It's very good. It's very good. Hopefully we get some animated action out of this. It kills me that, like, I don't want them to animate books that they've already done, but damn, this story's so good. I wish they would. Maybe, here's a theory, a bit of extra content. Maybe they could do a long-running cartoon series. I'm trying to find a loophole so I can have this book animated. A long-running book series. And no, a long-running cartoon series that runs through the High Republic up to Acolyte, the live action. And they retell this in the first couple of episodes, but then they go and then tell other stories. Because I want to see this animated. So good. So good. So I highly recommend you checking out number one on the New York Times bestseller list, Charles Soule's Light of the Jedi. So that's up for patrons, as well as a new Juklan Strikes Back with Jackie reviewing Mandalorian Season 2 episode by episode Saturday night. Saturday night live stream the birthday, the Steel birthday live stream, day after my birthday. And I'm a big birthday. I like parties. So having to do it by myself this year, I'm going to invite you along. And we'll have call-ins. We'll have tons of guests. It'll be just an absolute mockery of the live streaming YouTube platform. But hopefully, I'm sure we'll have lots of laughs and lots of fun. So join us Saturday night. It will probably be 8:30 Pacific, 11:30 Eastern. And I think that means it's 3:30 Sunday afternoon in Australia, I guess. But that's all the sizzle. That's all the sizzle. Hey. Oh, yes. So far it's a turnit for Light of the Jedi. King Tom was a definite turnit. And as revealed on this episode of Page Wars, King Tom reads the books on his phone. That doesn't seem pleasant, but I won't go on about it now because I grill him for about 20 minutes on the podcast about it. Algernon says, audio, how long is it still? Listening to Spectre of the Past at the moment. Spectre of the Past EU? I feel like it is. And it's 14 hours-ish. I think this one's 12 hours. It's in that. It's very similar to that. It's very similar to that. All right. We're going to wrap it up. Help out the algorithm. Pardon me. Oh, help out the algorithm. But for now, this podcast has gone on
long enough.
I should point out that this episode is on the iTunes feed. It's not a Patreon exclusive. It's on the Patreon feed as well. But if you're listening to iTunes feed and you're like, hey, I'd love these episodes daily. I'd love daily Star Wars podcasts. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Steel Wars, $3 a month. And your feed, it's going to be jam-packed with hyper chats, exclusive stuff like Page Wars, Star Wars You by Podcast, Juklun Strikes Back, Robo Report, and 700 back episodes, interviews with Ben Mendelsohn and Steve Stanton and all sorts of great people. Hey, we're out of here, but may that force be with you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.